Welcome back to our Focus on English Outdoor Cafe, where we will begin
Chapter 4. Chapter 4.
When not to use articles. In this section, you will learn the rules for when you do not use articles. Listen to the rules for usage and their explanations. After each explanation, there are examples to help reinforce your understanding. You will hear each example spoken twice. You can practice and reinforce your knowledge by repeating the examples along with the teacher. At the end of the chapter, we will have a short review of what we learned during the chapter. Now, go get yourself a cup of coffee or tea and then let's begin.
Chapter 4.
When not to use articles in an English sentence. Rules, explanations, and examples for not using English articles in sentences. Number 1. Don't use articles in front of the name of a road, a street name, lane, boulevard, avenue, etc. Again, don't use articles in front of the name of a road, a street name, lane, boulevard, avenue, etc. For example, please turn left on Smith Street, and my house is on the right. Please turn left on Smith Street, and my house is on the right. Another example. We traveled down Alamoana Boulevard until we saw the mall. We traveled down Alamoana Boulevard until we saw the mall. Now you try. Fill in the blank. We drove to blank Main Street and then turned left onto blank Elm Street. We drove to blank Main Street and then turned left onto blank Elm Street. We drove to Main Street and then turned left onto Elm Street. Number 2. Don't use articles in front of abstract nouns like love, crime, happiness, etc. Don't use articles in front of abstract nouns like love, crime, happiness, etc. For example, happiness is easy when you live a simple life. Happiness is easy when you live a simple life. Another example. The newlywed couple was filled with joy. The newlywed couple was filled with joy. Another example. Everyone wants peace in the world. Everyone wants peace in the world. By the way, everyone and peace are both abstract nouns in the sentence. Now you try. Fill in the blank. People like to have blank fun in life. People like to have blank fun in life. People like to have fun in life. Number 3. Don't use articles in front of plural nouns in sentences that are making general statements. Don't use articles in front of plural nouns in sentences that are making general statements. For example, dogs usually like to chase cats. Dogs usually like to chase cats. Another example. Vegetables are good for your health. Vegetables are good for your health. Another example. Hot dogs are made with beef, chicken, or pork. Hot dogs are made with beef, chicken, or pork. Now you try. Fill in the blank. Blank fish is good to eat and good for your health. Blank fish is good to eat and good for your health. Fish is good to eat and good for your health. Number 4. Don't use articles in front of the names of malls, parks, or stadiums unless the name usually has another identifying noun as part of the name. Again, don't use articles in front of the names of malls, parks, or stadiums unless the name usually has another identifying noun as part of the name. So, for example, I love shopping at Ala Moana Shopping Center. Shopping center is part of the name of this mall, so no article is needed. Listen to the next example. I love shopping at the Ala Moana Shopping Center. In this case, shopping center is not part of the name, but identifies Ala Moana as being a shopping center. So we use the in front of the name. Let me repeat those two examples. I love shopping at Ala Moana Shopping Center. In this case, shopping center is a part of the name of the mall, so no article is needed. I love shopping at the Ala Moana Shopping Center. In this case, shopping center is not part of the name, but identifies Ala Moana Center as being a shopping center, so we use the in front of the name. Another example, we watched the football game at the stadium. Again, we watched the football game at the stadium. We watched the football game at Aloha Stadium. Aloha Stadium is the name of the stadium. We watched the football game at Aloha Stadium. The children played in Central Park. Central Park is the name. The children played in Central Park. Now you try. Fill in the blank. We often shop at blank Town Square Shopping Center. Shopping center is not part of the name. We often shop at blank Town Square Shopping Center. We often shop at the Town Square Shopping Center. We often shop at the Town Square Shopping Center. Number 5. Don't use articles in front of the names of religions or languages unless they have been made identified by another word in the sentence. Again, don't use articles in front of the names of religions or languages unless they have been identified by another word in the sentence. For example, I speak French. I speak French. Another example, I speak the French language. I speak the French language. Another example, Hinduism is practiced by many people in India and Indonesia. Hinduism is practiced by many people in India and Indonesia. Another example, the Hindu religion is practiced by many people in India and Indonesia. The Hindu religion is practiced by many people in India and Indonesia. Now you try. Fill in the blank. Allison speaks blank Chinese. Allison speaks blank Chinese. Allison speaks Chinese. Number 6. Don't use articles in front of directions like north, south, east, or west when the direction follows an action verb like walk, run, go, head, sail, drive, etc. Again, don't use articles in front of directions like north, south, east, or west when the direction follows an action verb like walk, run, go, head, sail, drive, etc. For example, go west for about 4 miles and you will see the store on your right side. Go west for about 4 miles and you will see the store on your right side. The ship sailed west for 2 weeks before reaching Japan. The ship sailed west for 2 weeks before reaching Japan. Another example. We drove north until we arrived in Canada. We drove north until we arrived in Canada. Now you try. Fill in the blank. The soldiers hiked blank west for about 10 miles and then rested. The soldiers hiked blank west for about 10 miles and then rested. The soldiers hiked west for about 10 miles and then rested. The soldiers hiked west for about 10 miles and then rested. Number 7. Don't use articles in front of the names of diseases except for the flu, the measles, the chickenpox, and the mumps. Again, don't use articles in front of the names of diseases except for the flu, the measles, the chickenpox, and the mumps. For example, the man was suffering from tuberculosis. The man was suffering from tuberculosis. Another example. The woman had diabetes. The woman had diabetes. Now you try. Fill in the blank. A dangerous bone condition is blank osteoporosis. A dangerous bone condition is blank osteoporosis. Number 8. Don't use articles in front of numbers or letters used for lists. Don't use articles in front of numbers or letters used for lists. For example, number 1 on the list is the most important. Again, number 1 on the list is the most important. Another example. Sorry, but I don't understand letter A. Sorry, but I don't understand letter A, meaning I don't understand the question or information following letter A. Again, the meaning of that is, I don't understand the question or information following letter A. Another example. Excuse me, would you please read number 7 again? Excuse me, could you please read number 7 again? Now you try. Fill in the blank. We are blank number 8 on the waiting list. We are blank number 8 on the waiting list. We are number 8 on the waiting list. Number 9. There are many frequently used expressions in English that begin with the action verb go. Because they are frequently used, English speakers have cut them short and don't use articles in front of the nouns in these kinds of expressions. Don't use articles in front of the nouns in expressions like go to church, or go to school, or go to class, or go to bed, go to jail, etc. Again, There are many frequently used expressions in English that begin with the action verb go. Because they are frequently used, these expressions, English speakers have cut them short and don't use articles in front of the nouns in these kinds of expressions. So don't use articles in front of the nouns in expressions like, for example, go to church, go to school, go to class, go to bed, go to jail, etc. For example, wrong. This is the wrong or incorrect way to say this. I go to the bed every night at 10 o'clock. I go to the bed every night at 10 o'clock. This is not correct. This is not correct. The correct way to say this is, I go to bed every night at 10 o'clock. I go to bed every night at 10 o'clock. Another example. We go to school to learn English. This is correct. We go to school to learn English. Another example. Correct. The two ladies go to church every Sunday. The two ladies go to church every Sunday. Now you try. Fill in the blank. We usually go to blank dinner around 8 o'clock. We usually go to blank dinner around 8 o'clock. We usually go to dinner around 8 o'clock. Okay, let's review what we've learned in Chapter 3. Number 1, don't use articles in front of the name of a road, a street name, a lane, a boulevard, avenue, etc. For example, just say, please turn left on Smith Street, and my house is on the right. Number 2, don't use articles in front of abstract nouns like love, crime, happiness, etc. For example, happiness is easy when you live a simple life. Number 3, don't use articles in front of plural nouns in sentences that are making general statements. For example, dogs usually like to chase cats. Dogs usually like to chase cats. Number 4. Don't use articles in front of the names of malls, parks, or stadiums unless the name usually has another identifying noun as part of the name. For example, I love shopping at Alamoana Center. I love shopping at the Alamoana Shopping Center. In this case, shopping center is not part of the name. Number 5. Don't use articles in front of the names of religions or languages unless they have been identified by another word in the sentence. Again, don't use articles in front of the names of religions or languages unless they have been identified by another word in the sentence. Example, I speak French. Another example, I speak the French language. Number 6, don't use articles in front of directions like north, south, east, or west when the direction follows an action verb like walk, run, go, head, sail, drive, etc. For example, go west for about 4 miles and you will see the store on your right side. Number 7. Don't use articles in front of the names of diseases except for the flu, the measles, the chickenpox, and the mumps. For example, the man was suffering from tuberculosis. Number 8. Don't use articles in front of numbers or letters used for lists. For example, number 1 on the list is the most important. Number 9. There are many frequently used expressions in English that begin with the action verb go. Because they are frequently used, English speakers have cut them short and don't use articles in front of the nouns in these kinds of expressions. Don't use articles in front of the nouns in expressions like go to church, go to school, go to class, go to bed, go to jail, etc. One example is, I go to bed every night at 10 o'clock. Do not say, I go to the bed every night at 10 o'clock. And that's the end of
Chapter 4.
We enjoyed having a cup of coffee with you. Please review this audiobook, and you will be on your way to speaking better English in no time at all.